My phone rang. I glanced at the time, 7:40 a.m. 5 hours since Ethan left. I finished checking my bags and answered the phone on the third ring. Ethan's voice was frantic. Sarah, where are you? Why aren't you answering your phone? I didn't speak. The airport announcement repeated. Ethan's voice sharpened. Where are you? The airport? Sarah, you actually went? With that male actor? Just the two of you? And you think calling it business makes it believable, Sarah? The wind whipped around me, chilling me to the bone. I suddenly felt a surge of amusement. So you understand how this works, Ethan? I didn't need to say anything more. He understood. There was a silence on the other end. He took a deep breath. Chloe and I are different. We've known each other since we were kids. I think of her as a sister now. Babe, be reasonable. Come home. Let someone else handle the Paris trip. I'll book you a flight back. Afraid I wouldn't agree, he added. Remember what we agreed on before we got married? No funny business on work trips. I had said that, yes. But back then, Ethan, successful and established, had always been above reproach. He wouldn't be caught dead taking another woman on a romantic getaway, let alone bringing a female companion to any event, unless it was me. I mirrored his casual tone. Alex and I are different too. I think of him as a younger brother. Sarah! Ethan exploded, his voice echoing through the terminal. I held the phone away from my ear, noticing the curious glances from the film crew. I hung up.